I'd like to turn tonight to book of 1 Samuel, chapter 20, book of 1 Samuel, chapter 20. I'm going to read verse 18, verse 25, and verse 27. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty." In verse 25, "The king sat upon his seat, as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall, and Jonathan rose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty." Verse 27, "It came to pass on the morrow," so we're in the next day, "which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, Wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to meet, neither yesterday nor today?" By way of quick background, David was trying to determine if there was any chance of reconciliation with Saul. In verses 5 through 7, if we turn there, David approaches Jonathan and presents him a way of determining this matter, whether or not there was any chance of reconciliation with his father Saul. In verse 5, "And David said unto Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon," which was, according to Numbers 28, the first day of each month, "and I shall not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go," he's asking for permission to be absent, "that I may hide myself in the field until the third day at evening. If thy father at all miss me, then say, David earnestly ask leave of me, that he might run to Bethlehem, his city. For there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he say thus, it is well. Thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure that evil is determined by him." This test would be Saul's response to David's absence from the new moon feast. If Saul was angry about David's absence, then David would know that there was absolutely no hope of patching things up with Saul. But if Saul was cooperative, then perhaps there was hope of reconciliation. In verse 18, the verse that we've already read, Jonathan grants permission for David to be absent. And Jonathan believed that Saul would miss David being there, and that's what he says there in verse 18, "Thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty." Jonathan would, from verses 19 through 23, Jonathan would communicate with David concerning Saul's response to the fact that David's seat was empty by signaling with arrows. And we see that in verses 19 through 23. But we see in verse 25, David's place was empty. And on the following day, verse 27, David's place was empty. That is, David had been there in the past, but now his place was empty. We want to just present tonight a few thoughts concerning the empty seat. The empty seat. I want to think tonight of the empty seat in the church, in the Lord's church. I want us to think of the empty seat as the place where somebody used to sit. That's very easy, and this isn't a criticism. It's very easy for you and I to do because, as Baptists and perhaps other denominations also, we are pretty much accustomed to sitting in a certain place. We have a place. We have a seat. And again, that's not a criticism. There's, as far as I can tell, nothing wrong with that. But David's place was empty. And there are many such places in the Lord's churches. Places where a brother or sister once sat. But for whatever reason, they're no longer there. And we want to consider some ways that people's place becomes empty, and how we ought to view the empty seat. Again, that was David's concern. How would Saul respond to the fact that David's place was empty? First of all, some places are emptied because of sickness. Many times a seat is empty because a brother or sister is sick, not able to be here. Perhaps they are in the hospital. Perhaps they're at home recovering from surgery. But the seat where they always sit is empty. And that empty seat ought to remind us, ought to serve as a reminder to pray for them. That empty seat ought to also serve as a reminder that that could be me. One day I might be sick. One day I might be in the hospital and not be able to get to the house of God. Many times a brother or sister in Christ may have a long-term illness and may never again be able to come to the house of God. They want to be here. They long to be here. But service after service, this may go on for years. Their seat is empty. It breaks my heart, and I've struggled with this many times. It breaks my heart to hear a child of God just long to be in the house of God. And because of disease, perhaps they're in a nursing home, they're unable to be there. And I have a difficult time with people who will miss for almost no reason, and then there's dear saints of God just longing to be in God's house. But such an empty seat, when someone is unable to be here because of sickness, well, I'm talking right now long term, that saddens me. It saddens me because when we go and talk to them, that's one of the first things they say, oh, I want to be in church so bad. I just wish I could be there one more time. But it's a reminder. That empty seat is a reminder for you and I to pray for them. You know, many times it's out of sight, out of mind. That ought never be the case amongst one of the Lord's churches. There are people who are out of sight because of illness. but they ought never be out of mind. We ought to always be praying for them. And that empty seat, due to long-term illness, should also serve as a reminder that may be me someday. That might be me. You know, something else I've experienced is people who are in a nursing home or very sick and can't be at church in a while. I've had many of them say, "Brother Dan, just have the church remove my name." I said, "No, we're not going to do that." And then you go to somebody who hadn't been here in 6 months and you talk to them about removing their name and they get angry. Something's wrong. But what that is, it shows us the heart. It shows us the condition of a heart. Some places are emptied because of the providence of God, and sickness, of course, would fall under that category. But from time to time, the seat of a brother or sister is empty because things have happened. Things that just do not allow them to be here. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be an emergency of some kind. It could be an ailing child or an ailing spouse or an ailing parent. But for a period of time, their seat is empty because of the providence of God. And that too ought to serve as a reminder to pray for them. Then, of course, some places are emptied because of sin. This is the saddest of all. At times, the seat of a brother or sister who have come to services for quite a while, their seat is empty because they choose to be absent from the house of God. I find that very depressing. I have to work very hard at getting my mind off that and getting my mind on the Lord, because that depresses me. When people choose not to be in the house of God, when people forsake the assembling of themselves, that empty seat, when someone has fallen into sin, greatly burdens us, and it saddens us. But it ought to serve as a reminder to pray for them. Right there, right over there. That's where Brother so-and-so used to sit. Well, what happened to him? Well, they wandered off in sin. Don't forget to pray for them. Every time we see that empty seat, we ought to pray. There are the places where people at one time sat, but they are there no longer because they chose a life of sin. And now their life is in ruins. The people here can think of many. You can go on for a long time mentioning people that used to sit over here, over there, over here. But where are they? They went out in sin. Many of them have ruined their lives. Some of them are your children. Some of them are your grandchildren. And such empty seats are truly sad. It's truly sad. But they serve as a reminder to pray. They also serve as a reminder that except for the grace of God, our seat too could be emptied the same way. Because of sin. Fourthly, some places are emptied because of service. There are times when God leads someone to another of the Lord's churches. Now, I know pastors who believe that the Lord will never lead anybody away from their church. Well, I don't believe that. The Lord leads people to different places. And that place where they once sat, they're there no longer. They have taken a place, they have taken a seat in another, one of the Lord's churches. And yes, we may miss them dearly. But as we look at their empty seat, we can rejoice. Because we know that they're serving the Lord somewhere else. And we can rejoice in that. That they're serving God. The Lord may call someone in a church to preach. And He may send them to one of the Lord's churches to pastor or to do mission work. And their seat may now be empty, and we may miss them dearly, but we can rejoice. Yes, that seat is empty, but they're in the Lord's service. They're busy in the Lord's work. We can rejoice in that. Don't be so selfish as not to be able to rejoice in that kind of empty seat. And then lastly, some places are emptied by death. There are those times when a dear brother or sister who's faithfully been in their seat in the Lord's house through the years, and the Lord promotes them to glory, calls them home, and the seat where they once sat so faithfully, they sit no longer. You know, that empty seat depresses many. But it shouldn't. There's nothing depressing about that empty seat. We can all think of people that used to sit a certain place in pew. And though the place may not be empty, someone else may sit there. You can remember. That's where Brother so-and-so sat. That's where Sister so-and-so always sat. I find those to be precious memories. I can go to other churches, churches that I've pastored, churches that I haven't pastored. And there are those that have passed on. And I can remember that's where they used to sit. And yes, we miss them. But that empty seat, I believe, is something special also. It serves as a reminder of the love of God. It certainly serves as a reminder of the grace and the mercy and the goodness of God. But such an empty seat also reminds us of the victory that we have in Christ. We can look at that empty seat and say, yes, that's where Brother so-and-so sat. That's where Sister so-and-so sat. But they've got the victory now. And we can rejoice. We can rejoice in that empty seat. That empty seat serves as a reminder. And something we need to be reminded of from time to time, that this world is not our home. That we do have an inheritance in glory. And in the Lord's churches, many seats where dear saints of God have sat have been emptied. have been emptied because one blessed day the Lord said to them, come up hither. And they were taken home to be with the Lord. We miss those people dearly. There's not a day that goes by that I do not think of some saints that have gone on to be with the Lord. Miss them. Miss them dearly. But I believe we can rejoice in that empty seat. Our dear brother Rich, was a friend of God. Was a friend of the truth. Friend of the Lord's church. Constant, faithful servant. Very thoughtful individual. Who always desired to be helped. Always desired to be a blessing. Was always willing to give of himself to do what needed to be done. On Thursday, the Lord graciously took him home. And he's not here. His seat is empty. But he's forever with the Lord. And though he's missed, we rejoice that he is forever with the Lord. I'm going to miss those times after a church service. Rich never said a whole lot, at least to me. Just take my hand and had a look in his eye that said, I'm here for you. I'm standing right here with you. I'll miss that, amongst many other things. But through the years, if the Lord gives us years, as it is, has been with many others, we'll look at the place where Brother Rich sat, and we'll think of him, but more importantly, we'll think of the love and grace of God. Because of that love and grace, he's with the Lord. And when I look at that empty place, as I do with many others, I'm going to just thank the Lord for putting Brother Rich in my life and allowing me to know him and to be his pastor. So yes, a seat has been empty. That should not be depressing to any of us. That does not minimize in any degree the loss that the Harris family has experienced. It does not minimize the loss that people here have experienced. But we can rejoice that Brother Rich has victory. The Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking for, and I have that same victory. And it's not going to be long when our seats too will be empty. And I'll be honest with you, I long for that day. I long for that day when the Lord says, come up hither. This time, is there any man who want to